This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. As I am reading this, some holiday revelers out there are quickly morphing into post-Christmas shopping strategists. Sale prices are popping up online already. Walmart, JCPenney, and Toys R Us are planning to open bright and early tomorrow morning. And this year, retailers have 3 days to lure us out to buy all the stuff we hoped for but didn't get. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Oh, see, look at that color.
The aqua.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
So I started my end of Christmas retail research late yesterday afternoon, Christmas Eve, at something called the Festival of the Last Minute in Portland, Oregon. Britt Fredrickson was out shopping at the open-air craft market for some last-minute gifts, and I asked if she'd be out first-minute Friday morning hunting for bargains.
I have in the past, but I probably won't now. Probably not brave the crowds. Just don't need any more stuff right now.
Other folks I spoke to just wanted to be done. But Jessica Martin Weber said she's looking forward to getting out to the stores again. She's got 6 girls at home.
My husband and I typically get the day after Christmas or the day after that, where we go catch a movie and we do some shopping.
And this year, it's a somewhat rare 3-day post-holiday shopping weekend. Many people will be taking off work, which could give a boost to retailers, says analyst Klaus Bell at Bankrate.com.
Giving people more time to shop, giving them a little more room, and giving them a little bit more money in their pocket thanks to lower gas prices could make a difference for retailers.
So could gift cards, which are more popular than ever and can often be a license for consumers to spend it up, says economist Chris Christopher at IHS.
Using gift cards and or credit cards, people spend more than if they use their own hard-earned cash.
Christopher is predicting this year consumers will spend 4% more than last year on holiday shopping. And with the recession fading into memory and people feeling more optimistic about the economy, Bankrate's Klaus Bell says consumers are reacquainting themselves with debt.
We're kind of returning more to normal where people are willing to borrow, to buy cars, to finance consumer spending.
All of which could make for a strong post-Christmas and post-post-Christmas shopping season. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Yes, post-post-Christmas is a lot about shopping, I'll give you that. But it's also about giving. 'Tis the season for philanthropy. A few days ago, one large charitable gift made news. Sean Parker, the entrepreneur who founded Napster and was the first president of Facebook, gave $24 million to Stanford University. The money will create a center for research into food allergies. As Marketplace's Noel King reports, it's charity that begins at home.
Sean Parker is extremely allergic to nuts, peanuts, tree nuts, also shellfish. He asks waiters to run down the ingredients of dishes before he orders and carries an EpiPen. His food allergies have landed him in the hospital more than once. So his $24 million donation to Stanford to create the Sean N. Parker Center for Allergy Research may seem a little self-interested. Lucy Bernholtz, a visiting scholar at Stanford Center on Philanthropy and Civil Society, says that's not unusual.
There's a long history of people who are either directly affected by a disease or who have family members who are suffering from a disease being donors to that specific cause.
For example, Sergey Brin, the co-founder of Google, has given millions to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's research. Parkinson's runs in Brin's family. Stacey Palmer, editor of the Chronicle of Philanthropy, says Parker's donation directly to Stanford is in line with the way many young tech entrepreneurs give these days.
You absolutely see him doing a lot of research and understanding the science and caring about it. He didn't set up his own foundation to deal with this issue. So those are some of the hallmarks of these newer philanthropists.
But if wealthy individuals so frequently give to causes that affect them directly, is a lot of charity just enlightened self-interest? Palmer says most of the time it's not an either-or situation.
Sometimes self-interest means something that benefits lots of people. When you give a gift to your alma mater, you might be able to say that it's for more scholarships for people, but it also might be so that your kid could get into school.
Palmer says one likely result of Parker's gift, it will draw attention to how many people, around 1 in 12 children, suffer from food allergies. And she says philanthropists often give to many causes. $24 million is a lot of money, but Parker is worth an estimated $3 billion, which means he's still got plenty left to spread around. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.